Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and this show today is going to blow you away because this is a first for the Roundtable Talk Show. I know we have a lot of firsts, a lot of changes, a lot of talks, a lot of different people, but today is the first time in the history of the Roundtable Talk Show where all of my guests our returning guests. And it happened naturally, organically. I didn't plan it. They didn't plan it. That's what happens on a roundtable talk show. Things just tend to happen. So because I know all of them, I know we're going to have an amazing show today. So if you have ever shared the roundtable talk show, I need you to share this show today. Go out there, wake someone up, call someone, text someone, tweet someone, go across the street to your neighbors, go down the block to the gas station. I don't care. Someone somewhere needs this information to grow their business, to become a better person, or just have an interesting conversation. So while you're sharing the show, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my very first guest. And like I said, you've seen her here before. She is a regular guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, Dr. Jody DeLuca. Dr. Jody DeLuca is a licensed clinical psychologist with over 20 years of experience. She is cited internationally in major journals and media venues for her expertise and research in emotion, behavior, and relationships. In addition to her private practice, Dr. DeLuca is a member of the American Psychological Association, the APA, Media Referral Service, MRS, and Disaster Response Network, DRN. Good morning, Dr. Jody. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. I'm doing great. As always, it's such a privilege and a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. I always enjoy having you on the show, and you always come with your cute little Colorado outfit.
17 degrees, but it's going to be sunny and we're going to get up to 43 degrees. That's a good day. That's a warm day.
Ooh, yeah. 43 here in Long Beach, I'd be in my bed with 8 covers on and a heater. Like if we get below 70, I'm cold. Like this is cold. I don't know how people do this. Welcome. Welcome. One of the reasons I enjoy having you on the show is you are so empathetic. You have so much empathy. You are so personable. And we always have guests. Some guests have been going through emotional situations, especially revolved around COVID. And you always have that friendly voice that is, to me, not like a doctor, just like a friend who says, you know what? It's going to be okay. We're going to make it through. What are you seeing and what are people feeling now during these times?
Well, you know, and thank you. You and I have known each other since the beginning of COVID. And in fact, on previous shows, you said you always think of COVID when you see me. I'm not so sure that's a good thing, but you know, ups and downs, it changes with the other things that are going on in the world, but also in our country. I think right now with the holiday season, with the change in the time, with just the change in the weather patterns throughout the country. You know, we're getting closer to the vaccine. The vaccine's here in the country, but there's still a lot of anxiety. And now, again, the winter blues have set in. The holiday season brings up a lot of nostalgia, a lot of memories that are not always so good as well. But there's usually an increase in depression too, because there's less light, the days are shorter, nights are longer, and because of the memories associated with the holiday season. And then all of this in the backdrop of this pandemic, which we are seeing the light. Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeing is the phone doesn't stop ringing, the emails don't stop coming. It's a privilege for me to be able to continue and my colleagues doing what we do, which is to be there. But now we have to ride the wave until the new year and into the spring. Mm-hmm. So we are on an upward trajectory now as far as anxiety, depression, and a lot of a whole plethora of different emotions is what we're seeing right now.
Yes. And like you said, it is the holiday season. It's the people are cold, not enough light. But I think one of the things that's really stressing people out right now is this going back and forth. Again, you know, I laugh and I joke and I'm in California, but in California, LA County, we're having a very hard time. Everything's opened up, then it closed back down, then it opens up, then it closed back down. There's a level of uncertainty where, you know, a planner in 2020 is the most useless thing you could have because you can't really make plans. You don't know what's going to happen. So what are some of the ways that people can deal with this uncertainty?
Well, and that's a good point. And the trends within states, it's very interesting. Like you said, up and down, the kids are in school. No, they're on remote. The different shops, the restaurants, the barbers, the hair salons. I mean, it's crazy. Nobody knows. And what we know about being human is that our species don't like change. So even the fiscal, just what's happening financially to a lot of people, I can't even begin to tell you the myriad of all the different emotions and concerns. The first thing is to understand that everything we're going through is for now, not forever. The second thing is to try to realistically establish some set of scheduling as best as you can, always having a plan A, B, or C, because we never know. We could have plans for this tomorrow and then everything changes because the rate of transmission and the cases of COVID have gone up, or this is shut down, or the schools now are back to remote. So everybody has to create a schedule where there are options and plans B and C in the event that things don't work out. And it's almost become the norm. But with that uncertainty comes the increase in anxiety, irritability, frustration, and the underlying depression. The other thing is to set goals. Set small, realistic goals. Things that are easily achievable. I will go to the grocery store Sunday morning as soon as they open at 7 a.m. Here's my list. I'll be out. For a lot of people, believe it or not, that's a big event. When I hear people say, you know what, just getting out, I was careful, but it reminded me of what's normal and what life was like. Reaching out to others is so critical. I can't even emphasize that enough. Getting that support, understanding and getting validation from others that, yeah, we are all in this abyss of what happens next. It is getting better. We have to be patient, but there's going to be a lot of post-traumatic stress after that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I love me some Dr. Jody. Her voice alone, her message, her passion just helps you get through the day because you need someone who says everything is going to be okay. I'll come back to you, Dr. Jody, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. And when we're talking about some of the things that you can do in the meantime, our next guest helps with that. And we had him on a previous show, Mr. Robert Foster. After experiencing enormous success for himself, Robert Foster has turned his time and attention into helping struggling fitness professionals build a growing business. He supports various fitness coaches, gym owners, and trainers to achieve more by reducing work hours, making more money per client, and getting paid the best value for their knowledge and experiences. He also teaches trainers how to create digital courses and speak before crowds to build an automated coaching business and achieve freedom in life and work. And not only that, but Mr. Foster will be presenting at my New Year, New You 2-day teleconference on December 29th and 30th. So you'll see him present his actual session. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Morning. I am well. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. Thank you for joining us. What is that you have in the background? What does that say?
That is the name of my podcast, Shut Up and Grind with Robert B. Foster.
Okay, wait, you got to move again. I was trying to see the bottom. How to go to the next level during tough times. That's why I had you on after Dr. Jody, because we're talking about these tough times. How do you keep going during these tough times, Robert?
Well, everyone always asks me about, you know, how's your 2020? How's your 2020? And it definitely had its share of challenges, but the issue for me was 2019, because my father got sick in January of 2019. It seemingly out of nowhere, Remember, he came down to my gym. He was gonna, I have obstacle walls that we jump over, and we were gonna have him extend one a foot and a half. And he came down and he measured, he looked good. Then 3 weeks later, he was in the hospital. And so, you know, my mom called me, said, you know, don't worry. Just want to let you know dad's in the hospital, but you know, everything's going to be okay. Like, okay. 3 weeks later, he's still in the hospital. And come to find out, he had stage 4 heart failure, congenital heart failure, whatever it's
congestive
called.
Congestive heart failure.
That's it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
So he just was just deteriorating. And just watching that process was awful. And so throughout that, I've had plans of doing things online, you know, pursuing speaking, you know, and pursuing coaching. And every time I'd go visit him in the hospital, you know, I'd share with him my big plans and all that. And so towards the end, it's like we knew we were going to lose him. And, you know, hindsight being 2020, it's better that we lost him when we did. Because if he was still here now, he'd be suffering and alone. Mm-hmm. So, right. he passed away November 18th. And so, like, right before all this happened. So, he had 3 generations around him when he took his last breath, because we had to end care. So, we all got to be there. But it was like when he took his last breath, it's like that last breath went into my soul. I was like, now is the time for me to put everything into motion. Like I've taken the masterminds, I bought the courses, I have the outlines, I have the websites. I just didn't pull the trigger. So that was the time. And so I started marketing myself, you know, as a speaker. I had 8 speaking gigs lined up for March and April of this year. I was, you know, making traction with the gym and had a program set to start in April. And here comes the Rona and took everything away, right? It took everything away. So gym got shut down. The gym is actually shut down right now too.
Oh, God. So where are you, Robert? Where are you, Robert?
I'm in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Where it's 21 degrees and we just had 10 inches of snow.
So it's warm there, according to
Cody. Yes. And so at that moment, I was like, you know what? Even though I have my own gym, like they just took it away from me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to build something that they can't take away.
Yes, that's what I did.
So I went right to work. And so, like I said, I had the framework for everything already. It was just a matter of pulling the trigger. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I did was I started the podcast. And again, and I bought this like a year and a half ago.
Wow, you were preparing.
And I literally had everything. The cameras, the green screen, like I had it all just sitting there. Mm-hmm. So I did the podcast first. And I've been listened to in 14 countries already. I'm booked out through the end of March, and I'm only doing two days a week. I was doing one. I had to add the second. Mm-hmm. And I
now
just,
you see why I have 5 shows. Like you see the yes, why I have 5.
Exactly. And so I just launched on Monday the Facebook group where I'm going to be doing my I call it storytelling training. I call it speak about yourself out loud. Because actually in the group that I was in with Viviana, like as everyone was introducing themselves, so many people like just didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like people would get up, hi, I'm from, and I do, and just the more and more groups I was getting into, I was like, people really don't know how to speak about themselves.
Yes. You know?
Hence why I named it Speak About Yourself Out Loud. So
that I'm gonna join that group. I don't recall, and I'm not saying it's personal because you know I'm not gonna say that, but I don't recall getting an invite to this group.
No, I've done it very low key because right now I'm solo. So like I don't wanna bury myself. Although I just hired an assistant, but she hasn't started yet. So I want to start. I only have 11 people right now. I want to start small.
Okay.
And then slowly expand because there's 7 billion people on this earth. I'm sure I can find a fair share that need what I'm offering.
Yes.
But once I get that going, that'll never be able to be taken away from me.
Okay. So once you get that going, then I'm going to receive my invite is what you said.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm going to come back to you, Robert, but you. I want to go ahead and introduce my next guest. And this lovely lady, you, like I said, you have seen her on the Roundtable Talk Show. You've seen her in a lot of different platforms with me. We've been working together to make some things happen. You will also see her at my New Year, New You 2-day teleconference on December 29th and 30th. Pick up your tickets today because this teleconference is going to be amazing. Miss Viviana Puello. Viviana is the CEO and editor of Art Tour International. Viviana is an artist, writer, curator, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and unstoppable manifester dedicated to helping creative entrepreneurs advance their careers, grow their business, and scale the ever-competitive international art scene so that they can make a living doing what they love. Good morning, Viviana. How are you?
Doing great, Sharifa. So excited to be here. So inspired by everyone.
Yes, and they're returning. Look at the odds. What are the odds that you and Robert would come back on the same exact show?
Yeah, exactly. The universe has a way of, you know, giving us and attracting, you know, what we need.
Yes.
To share. What we need to share. There's messages here to be shared. Yeah.
Yes. One of the things that I really enjoy about you, and I say this, I think, on every show, is how humble you are. You are very humble, but you have a huge following. And I don't just mean social media following, but a huge platform that you have created simply to stop this whole idea of the starving artist. Like, that was your main mission, is that, you know, you have so much artwork, you have so much beauty. We did a show, we had other artists, and it's great art, but you help them to be able to monetize their art and to actually earn a living doing what they love. Can we talk about that, Viviana?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm passionate about art. I've been addicted to art since I was 12 because I had a very difficult childhood. I was very shy. And I think that was the hook. That's the beginning of the story for Art 2 International. The fact that after such trauma, just by practicing painting or music, because I just love everything. I play the guitar, I paint, everything. It healed me, and I found an experience that the healing power of art in my lifetime. So I could have, if I tell you my childhood story, my teenage years, I could have ended up really bad because it was, you know, mistakes from adults, whatever, but it could have been bad. And the fact that I was so passionate and stuck to what I really wanted, even though I was not allowed to study, I studied administration because my family didn't believe that art would give me anything to feed myself. I was able to pull through all that because of my passion for art. So that's my mission. My mission is to make sure that if you're an artist and you're looking for support, you know, I want to be able to help you get through, build your career, and prove that you can make money. You can make money, you can make a living, you can thrive with your art. Because artists are the people that need more support than anyone else. I mean, if like somebody tells you, and I can tell you my family, sorry, I have engineers, architects in my family. And then came me and I said, I want to be an artist. And everybody looked at me like, oh my goodness, this one, you know? And I am sure that is the case for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to hear all these wonderful careers, you're going to be a doctor. But when your son or daughter tells you, I want to be an artist, I want to be an actor, I want to be a musician, there's that little
talk show host.
There's always, right? Oh, yeah. There's all these things in the back of your mind, inevitably, because culture has taught us that artists are starving. You know, they're just people there, you know, bohemians that do whatever. And we don't understand them. It takes an artist to understand an artist. Mm-hmm. But I think if we can be organized and we can have the tools and learn what we need to do and take our career seriously, we can make it as artists. We can make it as writers. Mm-hmm. We can make it as performing artists. Mm-hmm. And we can thrive because we're going to be doing what we love. Mm-hmm. And that's success for me, that's successful. You know, if I did for a long time, I was making money, doing sales. I was miserable. Mm-hmm. I didn't care if I was making money. I was miserable. So I just want artists to be happy because we need them, you know?
Yes. Viviana, Rami Singh says good morning and hello.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. People are tuning in to watch the show. But for the artists, you know, because I know your background, I know Art Tour International, but for people who are just tuning in, first time learning about it, can you give us a little bit of background or information on what Art Tour International is and what they do?
Absolutely. I got to inspire there and forget about that. You can tell I'm an artist, right? Go all over.
Yes.
So Art Tour International is a multimedia platform, and it started with organizing exhibitions from one country to the other so that artists can travel and exhibit the works somewhere else. And it developed to a magazine. So now the magazine is in about 205 countries, and we have about 2 million readers for the magazine. It's print. You can find it at Barnes & Noble, and it's also on digital format, on iTunes, on Izu, and all those digital platforms. But it also developed into a TV show that we now air. It's been on YouTube for 8 years, and now on TV for 3 years through MNN, Spectrum 9993, on Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. And we showcase artists. Our mission is to make sure that artists have a multimedia platform to reach out and attract their buyers, showcase their art so they can find buyers elsewhere, because you cannot just focus on the local. You know, you have to be, we are living in a beautiful time where it's global, right? We can reach, like our TV show right now can reach India. They watch us from so many different countries, and that's amazing. And artists need that. So that's what the platform is about.
Yes.
And on a personal level, I do coaching to the artists as well. So it's a full multimedia hands-on team. We have the video production team. We have a team that dedicates to writing the artists' critics. Anything they need written, we create for them. So all the services, whatever services they need to build their presence, we do it for them. And
no, that's wonderful, because again, like I said, you're so humble. Like, it's like, tell us about it. And you reach millions of homes, and it's wonderful. So there is, and I'm horrible with names. I apologize in advance. I always tell people that, but there's a Gajik Malaluan who says, you really are such an inspiration, Viviana. So glad to see you back on the show. So people are enjoying having you here, having everyone here. But Viviana, I am going to come back to you. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. Again, a returning guest. We had so much fun the last time. We said, you know what? Let's do this again. Bring her back on the show, Miss D. Tut. Good things often take time, and taking Seville from family gathering to bottled and branded was no exceptions. 35 years in the making, Seville Tropical Rum Cocktail, formerly Seville Premium Rum Tini, has evolved from a tropical inspired mixed drink to a true taste of the islands. Seville combines premium rum, a blend of tropical fruits, and countless rounds in D-Tut's test kitchen at the mercy of her toughest critics, her family and friends. Good morning, Dee, how are you?
Good morning, Sharifa, and thanks for having me again.
Of course. What is that lovely thing you got right there? What are those bottles?
These cans here, or?
Yes. What are those cans you have there?
Well, you know, that's the tasty Seville. So my tropical rum cocktail right now. I know we're not thinking of the tropics, or maybe we are, but right now I'm in the cold state of Illinois, where I reside as well. Last time we spoke, I was in California, sunny California. But you take a couple sips of this Seville tropical rum cocktail, you'll feel like you're on the island.
I think I need to feel like I'm on the island. You know what I mean?
Well, You can pick up your four packet anytime. You're there in California.
Yes. Dee, why rum? Why get into this industry? Why start this business?
I got into this, well, believe me, this was not something that was foreseen or a goal of mine early on. I never thought at this age I would be in the alcohol industry. most of my professional career, I was a hairstylist. And mm-hmm. so I did that for like 21 years or so. And people who know me know I love to entertain. And so I love to entertain family and friends, have gatherings at my house. And I created this punch that people always love. They look forward to it when they came to my house for any type of party. They knew they were gonna have some type of cocktail. So this drink that I've been making for over 35 years, don't wanna age myself there, but over 35 years, I just kept adding to it. I would travel to the Caribbean islands, see what they were putting in their rum drinks there. And I just have a liking to rum because it's more on the sweeter taste and not that harsh alcohol taste. But even though our brand is not too sweet, it's just right. It's very palatable. Mm-hmm. But so I chose this rum cocktail because it mixes well with other flavors, and you can create just about anything. And I love the tropics, so I wanted to have that warm and sunny feeling and happy feeling, like the people on the islands. They were always happy. Well, the drink itself, that's how it was created. But what brought me into this industry is that encouragement from family and friends. You know, they would come, and that, you know, I think after 35 years, I have perfected my recipe, and people just kept saying, you know, first they would ask, could they buy it for their events? And I would make it up for them, and, you know, and, you know, for whatever they were having. And then, I would make it, I can't control the dog.
The Roundtable Talk Show is live. Whatever happens is live on the show.
Love it.
I have questions for your dog now. That just incorporate everybody into the show.
So, anyway, I had, they felt like I had perfected this drink. And so they kept encouraging me, put it on the market. And like I said to your fans the last time, I was very hesitant about putting a alcohol brand on the market, but, you know, I went and, you know, prayed about it and felt like I had answer to go ahead and do this and move forward. And here we are. So Sevile is now on the market and ready for anyone to try.
Where is it
available? Anyone that's 21 years of age and older.
Yes, let's put that disclaimer in there. Where is it available for purchase?
Sevile is purchased. You can purchase it all over the U.S. We are stationed and distributed in California, but we have from our website, SevileCocktails.com. There's a buy button on that platform, and it will route you to retailers who will ship directly to your home. So you can order it anywhere.
Yeah, so now, because we're all in that delivery mode, everything is delivered. So we just have to have our Sevile delivered.
Right. And then with these times, you know, we had planned, I mean, it took us from taking it from the rum teeny and revamping and repackaging and reformulating. We had 2 years to get it out on the market. And like I forget his name, I think it's Ron. And he was saying, Robert, COVID hit. And, you know, that just, you have to rethink what you're doing and how you're going to do it. And so we had to relaunch doing a internet platform. We have to, you know, use, our tools that we have in front of us to see how we get this. But the thing is that people can't taste it by just, you know, hearing about it on social media or various platforms. So that's our challenge right now, is that if it's a new product, people want to know what it tastes like. But Sharifa, you had Sevile, so you can attest to what it tastes like. But so we just have to, you know, revamp things and not be able to, by not being able to go into the stores and actually doing a tasting of it, because once people taste it, they do buy it. Mm-hmm. But they just have to go on what other people say about our brand. So
and get it out there. And get it out there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Get it out there.
That's what needs to happen. Robert, your focus is shut up and grind. When you hear D talking about putting out this product in the middle of a global pandemic, what are your thoughts?
That it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. And with alcohol, I know tasting is definitely important, but you can make it sound good. You know, like how I'm sure we can all attest, we've been in a restaurant and someone's like, our drink of the day is this, and it has this, and you're like, you know, so you got the right story to tell. You can make that sound incredible and people will buy.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm so amazed how we all adapt with our businesses and think and do outside of the box. I mean, this is just phenomenal. Just incredible hearing, especially with entrepreneurs and small business owners like we all are. And I had a question for Viviana. Can I ask?
Absolutely.
So Viviana, are you doing virtual art galleries right now?
We are. Basically, this is what we do. So in our magazine, it's a multimedia. Okay. So actually you can link, the magazine is linked to videos. So that's what we're doing more of that. So for example, we just launched the fall issue, which is here. And this is it. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
And it's dedicated, this is all, every magazine is dedicated to a different theme. And this is dedicated to Mother Earth. So what we did, if you go to our digital platform, we did a whole virtual exhibition of the participating artists, and we embedded that exhibition on the cover of the magazine. So when you go to see it online, you get to see the exhibit. But that's what we're encouraging. Yeah.
Fantastico. This is just so, so wonderful. What everybody's doing, Robert and Dee, Viviana, I mean, And this is what's so great about this day and age with technology. It's very difficult for many of us, me included, to learn it, but it's a way to reach out in so many different milieus. And I know art is one way that I support a lot of artists. I think it's incredible. And I just want to say to everybody, I'm so impressed the way everybody is just adjusting and adapting and reformulating. It's incredible.
Yes. So Viviana, when you talk about the digital format of the magazine, what I literally hear is, wow, that must take a lot of work. And that's what people say to me when they find out I do a show a day. They're like, wow, how can you do that? How often does a magazine go out?
So we have a quarter. It's one that goes quarterly.
Yes.
So every quarter, every season has a magazine. And then we have one that is an annual publication. So there's two different publications that we publish. And they're both multimedia. But it's not just there. Like these artists are also on the TV show. I interview them. It's a whole, it's a 360 multimedia. It really is multimedia. Wow. Like extreme multimedia. And we are incorporating audio. In the next issue that releases in January, at the end of January, the anniversary issue, we're gonna have the audio. So you get to hear the article about the artist, not just read it. So that's the exciting part.
Phenomenal.
But we develop a lot of new products, digital products during this year. Actually has been the most creative year of our company that we already have 10 years. This is our 10th anniversary. And this
congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a journey of ups and downs, like you all know, but this year was incredible for creativity. We came out with the most incredible, we expanded to a level. I network now with other platforms, and now we're offering also marketing and advertising in regular media outlets for entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs. So this year was challenging, but I think it was a year of introspection and connecting to people because we need it. Because before we took it for granted. But when we saw ourselves, you know, lack especially myself, I realized how many of these artists I really didn't know personally, because we've been working, and sending the magazine out and rushing. And I took the time, I took 2 months to meet with these artists that have been working with us, to send surveys to them, to find out what they really needed. And that turned our company around. It really did.
I think that's wonderful. Robert, I think you did basically the same thing as far as taking the time, taking a year to really be creative and focus on getting your message out there. And you've been helping a lot of people.
Yes, I joined a different mastermind group, and they really helped with the clarity and just getting on TV, getting in magazines, online publications, online TV shows like this one. Like, I found you through someone else in that group. I believe it was Sherry, I think. Sherry Franklin, I want to say.
Maybe. But,
yeah. But just in doing all of that, like, when you unlock your own potential, you help other people unlock theirs. Mm-hmm. And exactly. And that's the thing. So when other people are struggling, you say, hey, listen, there's another way. So working with other gym owners, like, a lot of gyms have closed here, and Rhode Island's this big. You know, so just the fact that so many gyms have closed, and I'm just letting people know, like, you can do this, you can keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. You just have to try a couple different things. Like, you don't even really have to learn anything new. Like, for me to start my podcast, I just had to get comfortable being the host. That was it. Like, I didn't have to learn any other skill. It's like, just turn on the camera and just start talking. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, on the next show, well, you watch it back, see, you know, how many ums you said, how many times you said like or right, you know, find where your filler words are, and then improve on it on the second show, and then improve on the third show. And I got it down now. So on the first one, my first intro was all monotone, and that's just not me. And so I had my show yesterday, and the woman was like, wow, like, that was quite the powerful intro. I'm like, that's how I do.
But you let know? Me just ask you this, Robert, and if it had been any other year, I would never ask this question, but mm-hmm. in 2020, I have seen the marketing message change to something more, we care, you know, we're here, you know, it hasn't been that hard, you know, shut up, right? Mm. So the fact that you went up with shut up and grind, like, it's just a little, I'm interested, I guess.
Well, it's not new, to be honest with you, like, Do you remember Blog Talk Radio?
My first show, which I launched as Sharifa Radio 2009, was Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah, mine too. Mine was somewhere around then too. I think it was 2009, but it was called Shut Up and Exercise.
Okay.
So I've always had that name, and that's kind of my style in my gym. It's like, I'm a very no-nonsense person. It's like, if you want to lose 15 pounds, these are the steps. Oh, well, these are the steps.
I love it. Like,
if you want to lose 15 pounds, these are the steps. If you can't follow the steps, I'm not the right trainer for you. Like, mm-hmm. plain and simple. So I wanted to make it to where it can be to any industry. So mm-hmm. if you're a hairstylist and you want to get more clients on the regular, all right, you need a Facebook ad. You need a funnel. Like, your website is just all about you. Your website needs to be about your client. I said, oh, well, I've had this website. Do you want to change it now? It's like, you know, it's like, that's just the style. So, you know, that style doesn't work for everyone, but there's people that need that.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. I need somebody who like, I think I mentioned that on the last show, like, any trainer, you have to be able to say, no, Sheree, but this, you know, you have to be tough with me, because if not... I know you understand. D, you laughing. You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I totally get it too.
Yeah, I need him as a trainer, because my train, when I did go to a trainer when I was in the gym a lot, and, you know, I complained the whole entire time. And I know he wanted to say just what Robert is saying, shut up and just do it. You know, so, I truly understand.
But I love the grind. I love the word grind, like, shut up and grind. And I've never been that bold and that blunt to be able to say that. I would love to, especially to some of the people that come to me, because I do the same thing. I give them a list of things that they need to do, and they come back with all these reasons on why they couldn't do it or why it didn't work. And I'm like, you know what? Just shut up, make it happen, and let's move forward. Now, Dee, you started out with your business, like you said, different career, second or third career for you. What aspect of it where you say, you know what, I'm just going to make it happen. I'm just going to do it.
Well, my other careers, you know, I don't believe that I went to started them in prayer. Mm-hmm. And I'm a true believer and I have a whole lot of faith. And I'm taking on Robert's methodology is shut up and grind. Mm-hmm. Although I didn't know what was all entailed on putting a product on the market for the consumers. But I learned along the way, but it's just been so many challenges. You know, you have X amount of dollars that you think this is okay, this is all I need right here. And then you get involved in it and you find out, no, I need a lot more. And so you need to go to investors to try to help you get your product out there, because once you find out that, like when I first launched, that people really loved our product, and I couldn't see myself just folding once the funds were not there and giving up. So that's where the shut up and grind. But I had to go to investors to, you know, invest in my brand and believe in my vision. And that is not an easy task, especially being a Black woman trying to get money of the amounts that we need, especially, you know, you're trying to raise $1 million. It's like, you know, people just at the time just didn't believe that, no, I'm not going to do that. Where certain races can just write a thought out on a paper towel and say, here, this is, I have an idea. But I actually had a product that was well liked, and still, you know, I get so many no's, but then you just keep going at it, and then you finally get the yes. So, you know, you have people that is investing in you. So I am determined to make this work. I'm not in the process of just giving up just because I don't have. So mm-hmm. It's going to work one way or another. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all I can say is you just have to keep the faith in what you're doing, love what you're doing, and know that you have integrity and the zeal behind it to keep going. Yes. Because this is what I feel like I'm purposed to do is to, like I said, I love to entertain and I like people to have a good time. And I created a product that creates conversation and people really do have a good time once they consume it.
Yeah, you know, so you got to take that Calgon model, you know what I mean? Or is it Southwest? I'm sorry, that want to get away, you know what I mean? Like this is their way right now to get away in the middle of a quarantine, a lockdown, they can get away. And when you said earlier, you know, about the process, one of my clients was an energy drink, right? And so I understand a lot more of the process than most people, because there are really a lot of different challenges and struggles, but you can kind of break them into two different categories. It's getting it on the shelves and then figuring out how to get it off the shelves. And the part that most people don't have the answer to, and the most concerns from big box retailers is, okay, how are you going to get it off the shelves? Once we put it there, who's going to come in and buy it and purchase it? And that's usually the problem that people struggle with, because they don't necessarily know how that's going to work. So once they get it on the shelf, if the stores don't move it, what they do is they remove it because it's not moving and selling.
Right, right. And that's why we're so heavily dependent on our social media to get the word out there and just, you know, bring the following in. And, you know, I love shows like yours we can go out and on your show and, you know, just tell people about what we're doing. We're small companies. We're trying to stay in business. We do have great products. All of us have great products who's on your platform, and all the people that I've watched previously on your show, they have great platforms. And that we're trying to get it out there. And, you know, just because the marketing dollars are not there yet, where we can do huge ads on television and other media platforms, we are here. And, you know, this just, you know, give these new products a try or new platforms a try. I love the idea of Robert talking about virtual workouts, you know, so and encouraging other trainers to do, you know, set up their platforms because, you know, we're locked in the house right now. So, So, you know, we just have to learn how to adjust and then, you know, open our minds up to different things now.
Yes, absolutely. Viviana, I'm sure you have ideas on opening up your mind and your marketing and getting the message out there. What are your thoughts on what Dee and Robert had to say?
I am like wanting to taste these. That's what I've been thinking about all the time. No, but I had a question for Dee actually. That was in the back of my mind because when I love to see new products and like my marketing mind just goes there. Do you have small sizes too, or is just that size that you're offering?
Right now, this is that size. This is a 200 milliliter can. So these are the smaller cans. It's not a big bottle. We are coming out with a here next year, hopefully first quarter. We will have the bottle size. Thank you. This is actually my design. We just received our shipment that came into the States. So we're looking to fill these, like I said, first quarter 2021, no later than second quarter 2021. And so this, our Seville comes in four pack. So this is an easy way to try a new product. You're not, If you don't care for a product, which, you know, I'm sure you'll love it, you have just four little samples right here. So, and this is all, you know, definitely all you need for whatever, wherever you are trying to go. And I like Sharifa's analysis of Southwest take you away. But, what is Southwest?
Gotta get away.
Wanna get away.
Yeah,
wanna get away. Our slogan is take me away. So it's Seville, mm-hmm. take me away. And yes. So it'll take you to wherever you wanna go. If you wanna feel like you're on the islands lying in the sun, then it'll take you there. If you want to, you know, just be in the club atmosphere, it'll take you there. If you just wanna relax on your sofa, it'll take you there. So it'll take you anywhere you wanna go.
Mm-hmm. See, I just like your energy and your personality. That gives me the belief that this is going to take me there. Dr. Jody, we opened up the conversation with you. We opened up with the what's feeling and what's going on in the world. And we spoke to Viviana. We spoke to Robert. We spoke to Dee. And, you know, people are looking for something to help them get away. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the first thing I want to say, I want to repeat what I said earlier, is how we're all adjusting. But what I see with Viviana and Robert and Dee is this incredible cognitive shift. The focus is on the goal. Okay, all of a sudden, we're immobilized, shut down. The country shut, the world is shut down. Where do we go? What do we manipulate? What do we change to follow through with our dream? And it validates that it's possible that as humans, we have that ability to be creative, but we also have the ability to think differently than we've ever done before. And that's what all three of you have done. And you, my friend, have done the same thing with your different shows. It's called a cognitive shift. And we're adapting. We're adapting to the environment. And what I really believe is the trends now that we're establishing to adapt to this change in life almost overnight are going to continue into the future. And we can add it to our armamentarium of marketing on many levels, because now, you know, probably in the spring and summer, we're going to be reintegrating back into society. But for many years, there's still going to be individuals that prefer to do things virtually or in other ways or delivery. I have patients that have not left the house for 9 months now, and everything, how they have reconfigured their lives. And I'm like, that's great. I just need you to have that social interaction, but how they're adapting and adjusting. So this is the way of the future, and it's just one more way to spread the word or to market a product. And I'm just so impressed. And it validates, like I said, that it can be done. If there is a dream, and with every everybody on the show today, there's the passion. There's the ideas of thinking out of the box. There's that, you know, diligence and persistence. And that's what it takes to move forward on a small level and on a big level.
Yes, I say it often, like I'm a recluse. People who know me know I've been in the house for years. This is nothing new for me. This is the moment I've been training for, okay, for a long time. And we talked about it, I think, on the last show, the whole idea, because how do you know you're not becoming agoraphobic? Because you talked about mm-hmm. many of your clients who haven't left the house in 9 months. And before, prior to COVID, when everybody was free to go anywhere, the idea of someone staying in the house, like, oh my God, they have to be agoraphobic. And now it's like, these are the times that we were living in.
You know, it's interesting that you say that too, because I'm also hearing when I ask people, how are you doing? I'm also hearing, you know what? I'm okay being at home. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I actually like it. And for the first time, many individuals, the world has stopped and they're getting to know, they have an increased level of self-awareness, their limitations, their strengths, areas that they need to work on. You know, Viviana said something critical. She said the creativity this year. And yes, because people are forced to take a really close picture at themselves and how they navigate life within the world they live in. And it could be on any level. Creativity has many forms, and we're seeing it today with everybody here. But I think COVID has also provided the opportunity where we have to really take a good look at ourselves mm-hmm. and say, okay, what do we want the rest of our life? What do we need to work on? Fears for the first time, emotions, and so on. But it really has been a transformational year in so many different ways. For many people, there's a lot of good that's come out of it. For others, there's a lot of grief and sorrow. But regardless, there's been change, and moving forward, life will never be the same, but it can be better in many ways.
Yes, absolutely. Now we have reached the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching the show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Dee.
Well, first of all, I would love for people to tap into what makes them happy, what makes them fulfilled, and to actually do what you're passionate about, because when you do what you're passionate about, it's not work, it's living. And second of all, I would love for people to try my rum cocktail, Sevile Tropical Rum Cocktail. You could visit my website. It is Sevile, spelled S as in Sam, A-V-I-L-E, cocktails.com. And take a look at my story, look at our website, and then, you know, if you feel compelled to buy, please purchase some and tell your friends about it, because this is how our brand is going to become successful, is by word of mouth.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Dee. Robert, what do you have for us?
What I have for you is to never miss an opportunity to help someone else. Dee, I would like to talk with you after the show, because while you were talking before, I was looking through your website. I think there's just a couple tweaks in there you can make that would make a world of difference.
Great. Yes. I love the connection.
Yes.
And where can people find more information about you, Robert? Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
My pleasure. Always helping. Always. It's robertbfoster.com/speaker. And the direct link to the podcast is shutupandgrind.me.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to be speaking about at your session in the New Year, New You 2-day teleconference?
Becoming who you are meant to be.
Powerful, powerful. Thank you, Robert. Viviana, what do you have for us?
Well, I want to tell everyone that the year is almost over. Rejoice. So yes. I think it is time to look through the future. Let's just focus on our goals for 2021. And like Robert says, shut up. Let's just, you know, get over it, move forward, move on, and get ready. And speaking of getting ready for 2021, we just roll out some incredible products, which is focused on getting creative entrepreneurs get ready for the new journey. So creating their media kit, getting them published, everything that you need to just skyrocket your career and get going. And that's my message, because we have had a very challenging year. It's been difficult for everyone. It really has been much more devastated for some people than others, but we are all mourning, but we need to move forward. We have to pass this. We have to overlook what's happening in our political arena right now and just focus on the positive, because what's here, it's what's creating your reality, right? That's what's gonna give us our success. That's what's gonna give us our joy. That's what's gonna allow us to manifest what we, our dreams. So just make sure that you're creating an audit of your thoughts, of your mind, of what your lifestyle is and how better you want it to be, and go for it. And if you need help with publishing, if you need help getting ready for marketing your products, you can find me at vivianapuelo.com and I'll be happy to help you or coach you.
Yes. And what are you presenting at the New Year, New You 2-day teleconference?
So we're going to do something incredible, because I am so obsessed about the New Year, as you can tell. Now, we're going to be actually, it's two sessions. So the first session is a whole presentation for whoever is going to be there. And the second one, we're going to get together and plan the New Year. We're going to set our goals, and we're going to split those goals into the 12 months to make sure they happen, and then into 4 weeks to make sure they happen. So it's really going to be productive for whoever takes it, because we're gonna nail it. We're going to make it happen next year. It's enough, right?
Enough.
We got to make it happen. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to be in that session so I can plan out my 2021. Awesome. I need to get better at planning, because I tend to kind of wing things, okay? But I just want to thank you all for being a guest on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives. I definitely appreciate your support. I appreciate you watching the show. I appreciate you sharing the show. But please, don't just watch the show. Don't just share the show. Please support our guests. They're here this morning to provide you with information that can better your life. So please support them. Visit their websites. Pick up your cans of Sevilla today. Listen to Shut Up and Grind. Go ahead and check out Art Tour International with Viviana. And Dr. Jody is always here to make us feel better in these trying times. So support our guests. Connect with them. Reach out to them. Send them a message. And when you do, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to pick up your tickets to my New Year, New You 2-day teleconference, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now. Bye, Sharifa.